Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee city officials say about 44,000 voters have been dropped from the city's voter registration rolls by the state. That is in addition to the 40,000 voters who were recently dropped because they haven't voted in the past 4 years. To make sure you are registered, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. The next election is a week from Tuesday. And an organization started by Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abele has spent almost $500,000 on 5 county board races to defeat critics of the county executive. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. This Saturday is the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C. and other cities across the United States, including several cities in Wisconsin. In Milwaukee, marchers will meet at the county courthouse beginning at 9:30, then march to Red Arrow Park beginning at 10 o'clock. The event is scheduled to last until 3 p.m. and everyone is welcome. In Madison, marchers will meet at Library Mall beginning at 9:30, then march to the Capitol beginning at 10 o'clock. And beginning Sunday, a group of high school students from across Wisconsin are planning to march 50 miles over 4 days from the state capitol to Speaker Paul Ryan's hometown of Janesville to try to persuade the speaker to support gun control legislation. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Wisconsin Assembly unanimously approved new bills aimed at preventing bad landlords from buying more properties at sheriff's auctions and to make it easier for the public to be involved in the auctions. The State Assembly is set to approve Governor Walker's re-election agenda today, including the child tax rebate, closing Lincoln Hills, and the school safety plan. And there is a Wisconsin connection to the Facebook scandal involving Cambridge Analytica. Longtime Wisconsin Republican operative Mark Block, who has connections to the Koch brothers, is said to be the one who brought together Steve Bannon and Cambridge Analytica. Okay, here is number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee city officials say about 44,000 voters have been dropped from the city's voter registration rolls by the state. That is in addition to the 40,000 voters who were recently dropped because they haven't voted in the past 4 years. To make sure you are registered, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. The next election is a week from Tuesday. And the Bucks lost to the Clippers last night, 127-120. They are now in the 8th position in the Eastern Conference. Their next game is tomorrow night in Chicago. Okay, here's the weather forecast. Outside today, sunshine, and then mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine tomorrow, highs around 40 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny and windy, highs again around 40. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels.